This is podcast number 104 for the Well-Educated Mother's Heart. Hi, I'm Marlene Peterson, and today I'm talking about El Cid. Today's sample comes from a book called The Story of the Cid for Young People by Calvin Dill Wilson. Let me start with a preface. All young people should know as much as they can of the great deeds that have been done and of the careers of the chief heroes of mankind. For, while most of our lives are placed amid ordinary surroundings, the knowledge of what others have been able to do, in the presence of difficulties vaster than ours, makes us braver and stronger to battle with our own circumstances. It is good also to read of great lives for information, that we may be familiar with famous characters as they are referred to in other books or in conversation. No hero has ever won a larger place in song and story than he who is called the Cid, and no history is more entertaining or fuller of incident. You'll find within the stories of each nation a great national hero that emerges, and Spain was no different. As Richard Weick taught, the national hero towered above all other heroes. Upon him was heaped the ideals and aspirations of the race. He was glorious in form and person, great in prowess, but pure in heart and gentle in spirit, protected by the gods, but subject to pain and sorrow and death. Knowing the stories of these legendary and epic heroes reveals much about the heart of a nation, which is why it's worth our time to study them. El Cid is Spain's national hero. So let me introduce you by reading a little bit of this book that I just referenced. We are about to tell you the story of a very famous and wonderful man whose real life was more remarkable than any which novel writers could invent. This man did such extraordinary deeds that almost from the day of his death, the poets and chroniclers and minstrels began to write and sing about them, and his name was carried about the world until everybody had heard of the glory of the Cid, especially in his own country, Spain. He has always been looked upon as the greatest and the noblest of men, and the writers of that land speak of him as the perfect one, the one born in a happy hour, my Cid, and in other like terms of praise and endearment. This most splendid of Spanish heroes, who was universally known as the Cid, and whose real name was Rodrigo Diaz de Bivar, was born between the years 1030 and 1040. But the exact date is not certainly known. The poets and minstrels have mingled a good many legends with the facts of his life, but we shall relate the story with all its romance and tell of the Cid as his countrymen have done. In spite of all the myths, it is beyond doubt that the real Rodrigo was one of the most wonderful men who has ever lived, and that he was the greatest warrior who fought in the long and fierce struggles between the Christians and the Mohammedans. You will be anxious to know what the title the Cid means and why it was given to Rodrigo Diaz. And we shall not keep you in the dark, but explain this at the outset. This unique title was given to our hero by five Moorish kings, whom he conquered in one battle, and who then acknowledged him as their lord, or, as that word is in the Arabic language, El Cid. He was also called Campeador, or champion of the countrymen against the Moors. Thus he was often spoken of as El Cid Campeador, or the Lord Champion. In order to make clear the situation in Spain when the Cid lived and fought, we must go back for a moment into the history of that land previous to his time. Early in the 8th century, the Moors, who were Arabs living in North Africa, made a raid into Spain, and having been entirely successful, they were encouraged to undertake the conquest of the country. This, under a succession of leaders, they partially accomplished, bringing a large part of Spain under their control, but they were unable to subdue all of that land. As the Moors were followers of the Prophet Muhammad, Spain was now not only divided between two races, but two religions, the Mohammedan and the Christian. Hence, a series of struggles continued to take place between the two powers and the two religions, and lasted for many centuries. In this period, when his country was occupied both by its natives and the Moorish invaders, And when constant warfare was going on between the two forces, Rodrigo Diaz, who was to become the greatest soldier of Spain, was born. Now let me just skip over a little bit to chapter 2. And I thought this vision of Rodrigo was interesting, so let me share this with you. At this time, the king, Don Fernando of Castile, was having a violent dispute with King Don Ramiro of Aragon in regards to the city of Calahorra, which, being at the boundary between their kingdoms, each claimed as his own. In order to settle this question, the king of Aragon proposed that it should be decided by single combat, as it was not unusual in those days for kings or generals to select a distinguished warrior for each side and to agree to abide by the issue instead of having whole armies fight. I've often thought that was a good idea. Anyway, the king of Aragon chose as his champion Don Martin Gonzalez, who was thought to be the greatest knight in all Spain. King Don Fernando agreed to this combat and selected as his champion Rodrigo Diaz. As this warrior was not then present, the kings appointed a time when they would again meet with their knights, and they promised each other that the knight who was victorious should win Calahorra for his master. When they had returned to their own countries, Fernando told Rodrigo of the engagement he had made for him to fight on his behalf. Rodrigo rejoiced at this news and said he would most willingly fight, but meanwhile, before the day for the contest arrived, he must go on a pilgrimage, as he had made a vow to do so. To this end, Rodrigo set forth in the company of 20 knights, and as he went, he gave money to many beggars and assisted the poor and needy whenever they crossed his path. Of this journey, the following legend is told, and it serves to show the nature of the fanciful stories that are mixed up with the true tale of the Cid. This legend says that on the road they found a leper who was sinking in a bog and who called to them to help him for the love of God. And at this appeal, Rodrigo got off his horse and rescued the man from his peril, placed him before him on his horse, and carried him on to the inn. The knights who were his companions found fault with this intimate treatment of one with so loathsome a disease. But when supper was ready, Rodrigo went still farther in his kindness and made the leper sit next to himself, and he ate with him out of the same dish. At this, the knights rose up and left the room. But Rodrigo did not change his conduct toward the poor man, for he indeed slept with him in the same bed on that night. The legend tells that at midnight, when Rodrigo was fast asleep, the leper breathed against his back so strong that the breath passed through his body. Then Rodrigo awoke, very much amazed at the strange feeling it had, and he felt with his hands for the leper who had been with him in the bed, but he was not there. He called, but received no answer. Then he was afraid, and he rose up and asked for a light and looked all through the room, but the man could not be found. So he returned to bed and left the light burning. After a while, there appeared before him a figure dressed in white and said, "Rodrigo, art thou asleep or awake?" Rodrigo answered, "I am not asleep, but who art thou with light all about thee and so pleasant an odor?" Then the other said, "I am Saint Lazarus, and I was the leper to whom thou didst kindness for the love of God. And because thou didst this for his sake, God hath now granted thee a great gift. For whenever that breath which thou hast felt shall come upon thee, whatever thou desirest to do and then begin, thou shalt accomplish, so that thy honor shall go on increasing from day to day. Thou shalt be feared both by Moors and Christians, and thy foes shall never prevail against thee. Therefore go thou on, and always persevere in doing good." With that the figure disappeared, and Rodrigo arose and prayed until morning that his body and soul might be watched over in all his enterprises. In the morning he went on until he had finished his pilgrimage. Now, this book that I'm reading from isn't a book you'd likely want to share with your elementary-aged kids, because there's a lot of brutality and such. In those younger years, just familiarizing them with the name of Spain's great hero should be enough, and maybe even tell them the story of his vision. Well, I'll leave you to learn more about El Cid, but just a question. Who do you think could become America's hero if given a chance? Who do you think embodies our ideals and our aspirations?